It's 2021. People can acquire self-driving cars, eat burgers made out of plants, even fly to space in rocket ships if they have the money for it. So if you could do all this futuristic stuff today, the very least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan or device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Astronomers have found a metal planet.
Dude. Heavy?
Yeah. Where a year lasts only 8 hours. New report in the journal Science says the planet was found in a nearby solar system about 30 light years away. Appears to be smaller than Earth. And made mostly of iron, a metal planet.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Maiden. I should name it Maiden.
Yeah. Surface temperature, about 2,700 degrees.
That's kind of hot. Well, metal rocks. It's hot.
Yeah.
So they say and a year is 8 hours, so it spins around its sun every 8 hours?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it's close enough to where it's, keep in mind, 2,700 degrees.
You are sharp this morning, man.
It's like speed metal.
You are sharp this morning.
Thrash metal.
Yeah.
They say
I knew
rare.
That was going to come back to bite me in the ass.
You're sharp this morning.
They say it's rare to find planets that orbit their stars in less than one Earth day.
Dude. So we'd be like dogs there. We wouldn't live that long, right?
No.
We'd live longer.
We'd live forever.
Hundreds of years.
I forgot about that.
Thousands, probably. Yeah.
You'd celebrate a birthday every 2 hours.
That's my math. Yeah. It's bad. It's my birthday. Yeah, we know, Jim.
Right.
It's everybody's birthday.
We don't live to be like 10,000 years old.
Right.
New Jersey family narrowly avoided tragedy when a huge chunk of ice fell through the roof of their home. Happened in Marlton, just across the Delaware River from Philadelphia International Airport. The South Jersey homeowner says she was giving her baby boy medicine shortly before hearing what sounded like an explosion, on which she and her husband found a 2-foot hole in the ceiling.
Oh, turds from the plane.
Officials say the ice could have come from a plane flying overhead.
Of course it did.
Ken Millerman tells Bring Me the News that the ice ball weighed 10.9 pounds as a single piece, but 12.9 pounds with all of its fragments added to the scale. One of the fragments grazed his gourd. Millerman said the main piece of ice missed him by about 6 inches.
Whoa.
Man.
Yeah, obviously. Where the hell else would it have come from?
Unless the house is right next to a 20-story building, it obviously wasn't. It's a plane, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of pictures of this thing. You can see pictures of it. It does not look blue.
When they dump poo all the time from planes, apparently, but what do they – does it burn up?
Yeah, but regular ice could have just come off the wings or something.
Anything. Sure.
Well, they de-ice a plane, too.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was raining and they take off.
It was poo. It was poo.
Who knows?
Yeah, it was a big piss ball.
It was poo.
That's not what it looks like in the pictures. Oh, okay. I can't say what it looks like, because it doesn't look like anything, right, but it doesn't look like that either.
It's poo. It's poo mixed with a chemical, right? Because that's where it's in a toilet, it's not a plane.
It's not a blue chunk of ice.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying. All
right. Was it brown?
It was not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has the insurance company already said no? Act of God.
Act of God, yep. From the poop gods. Good band name, the poop gods. I like that.
Does that work, though, if you don't believe in God?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I want an atheist insurance company.
Me too.
There is no God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they just call it an act of nature.
It was a freaking accident.
Here's your money.
Yeah, that's some crap.
Right.
Act of God.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Exactly.
Fix my stuff.
You need separation of church and life and liability.
There you go.
What do you think? You pay them every month so they can just give you money back when something happens?
Yes.
That's not how it works, Todd.
Yes.
The next thing on the supply shortage list, they're telling us that chicken tenders, the prices of breast meat is going to be going up. It's already climbed above what it was this time last year, and the tenders require more processing, and that makes them more expensive, combined with labor shortages and adverse weather conditions.
Now, chicken tenders at a bar, you'll see a lot, and it's good bar food. I get that, but who makes it at home?
Well, it's just a breast meat.
I know, but the breaded ones. Yeah, the breaded ones at bars, I'll eat all the time. Really
you can buy them frozen and throw them in the oven.
Okay.
They're pretty good. Yeah, they are.
Nobody makes their own.
Yeah.
But looks I'm going to have to start doing it.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
I raise nugget chickens.
In the front yard chickens, right. That's right, which is a hit on the Deadpool, by the way.
Specifically bred for nuggets.
Todd's front yard chickens, hit on the Deadpool. Bob Dole, dead at 98. Nick had Bob Dole, too.
Is that one? I did. I think that one list I have four hits on now, which is less embarrassing than it had been.
That's pretty good.
That's respectable.
Fogelberg season.
For your rookie year, that's not bad.
It's his second year, I think.
I think it's the first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your first year. Okay. Yeah.
Hopefully it ends up, well, I guess, you know, I'm not hoping for death.
Right? you are. Most Deadpool people are, by the way.
Got another few weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We don't think the turd's going to hit 10. Sharon Daugherty is not going to die. Although Puss was wishing death on her earlier. It's pretty brutal.
I was not wishing. And, I was just saying it was possible.
You were saying a car's going to take her out.
I said a car.
You did say that.
I said it could. I didn't say I want it to or it will. I say
stays in a house
things
for
are possible.
Yeah,
you can't say for certain someone's not going to die about anybody.
Get hit by a giant piss ball coming off a plane.
That
a
too.
Piss ball.
It would be weird if they were like listening to Dave Matthews sitting around.
That's right, because that dumbass band pooped.
That didn't have a
people.
Chance to freeze,
right.
thankfully.
No.
More people would have been hurt.
Oh, yeah, they just dumped it in the river, didn't they? Yeah.
Didn't it land on
a
people?
Boat.
Yeah, that's right. A tourist boat.
It's like listening to Dave Matthews. Poop on your head. Same difference. Yeah.
That's one of their best songs.
Both
of it's horrible.
The worst.
Yeah, right.
You're just like, oh, look, the Wrigley building. And
that's from 1999, that story.
Do you get a refund?
I don't know.
You would think.
Yeah.
Like, if your boat tour becomes a part of the lore for every boat tour
ever,
then, like, it was right there with Dave Matthews band dumped a bunch of turds on a boat, just like this one.
It probably got added to all the other tours.
This is the
bridge.
They gave him a choice. Either listen to Dave Matthews or have poop on the boat. A lot of people chose poop.
Like, how much poop?
Yeah. That's what I would say. How much poop? Hee-haw.
Here's to getting back together. To planned lunches and unplanned cookouts. To grandma's recipes and smells that take us back. To passing down plates and traditions. Here's to warm embraces and familiar faces. To your best friends becoming best friends. To scheming, dreaming, and food still steaming. Here's to laughter and love. To growing closer than ever. For all of life's get-togethers. Chinette, here's to us.
So I'm just going to mention this. We're not going to get into it because even it's going to be difficult to come up with even questions for this, let alone answers. I have no answers.
Man, you preface us all the time this way, Craig.
That means there's going to be lots of questions.
Yeah, we still ask.
It always stops us from asking questions.
You may not have questions on this.
Okay, all right.
New research suggests.
I do my own research, so I'll check.
All right. So I'm curious how your research on this works out.
Okay.
New research suggests that the flow of time.
I'm out. Let's get high.
Yes.
The flow of time. I'm already hurting here.
See what I'm saying? There might not even be any questions on this one.
Well, there's questions, but none that can be answered.
Where's the weed?
New research suggests that the flow of time at a quantum level doesn't have to just go in one direction. In certain conditions, time can move both forward and backward.
Let's move on.
I've always thought that. I've always maintained that.
I'm just saying that's been thrown out there now. And so if you want to learn more about how time can go forward and backward and blah, blah, blah.
I'll do my own research.
Check out the journal Communications Physics.
Okay,
how about side
that?
To side? Was that an option? Yeah. Can time move side to
laterally.
Side?
Yeah. What's his lateral
that's
movement
just
about?
Stupid. So are you trying to tell us that we actually could never die? We're existing some plane at a certain age all the time. There's a question for you.
Like no, there's a question.
Is somewhere else I'm 20 years old and I'm still living that life?
No idea.
See, that's what I hate about this.
I thought it meant you could like start to de-age. Like you could get younger and get older. Or at the same time.
That just sounds stupid.
It goes in both directions.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
See, it goes in both directions. Yeah.
What direction do you want to go in? I can do that.
Depends on what you're doing.
That's why Todd walks backwards, so maybe he thinks he can get back in time.
He's working on physics there.
Yep, yep.
I feel like when you have to do something you hate, it does feel like time is moving backwards.
Yes, it does.
But I don't
like
know.
Like watching your Huskers this year, right? Yeah.
Or driving back from Kansas City in the dark.
Oh, that drive in the dark sucks.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear this, and I always ask, well, what am I supposed to do with this information?
I know.
I would like to make something useful.
Make your brain fry.
Yeah. I'd like to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it.
There's no advantage. Yeah,
well, there's a lot of things that we talk about that fall into that class.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
And unless you're a scientist in that field, Todd, nobody's going to make anything out of that.
But they don't know whether it's you either. You know?
No.
I mean, they might use it to find something else out.
Yeah, but we're just throwing these things out there so we can keep up.
Okay.
You know, with the physics guys.
So you know it's out
but
there.
But it's
yeah, because if there's ever some sort of physics question,
we're on it.
We're going to need to know what's up so we can weigh in on that.
Do you think five guys sit around and say, let's throw this out there, see if they buy this? Because we can't argue with the physicists, so they can say, hey, I found this out yesterday. How'd you do it? Well, you don't know. You're right, I don't. I believe you.
No, I'll find
somebody
a guy.
Somebody might say, well, I don't know.
Right.
Well, we know you don't know.
Right.
I'll find a guy on social media who will argue with a physicist.
Oh, in a heartbeat. They argue with doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Some dummy.
They argue with doctors.
You can't do that.
Dumbasses.